Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 07, Witness Lee. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 8th month, on the 2nd day of the 8th month.
Teacher,
they asked,
when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?
He replied, watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away.
Dear Dan, towards the end of the summer of 73, I went on an adventure. It was during the Labor Day weekend of that year that I had an opportunity to take a trip with some fellow Christians that had visited the small Jesus People home church that I went to with my mom and brothers. These visiting Christians had come to one of our meetings to explain something about a gifted and dynamic new leader in the church and described how he was bringing correction to the church by establishing a new denomination called the Local Church. They invited as many as would come hear him speak at a local church in Spokane over Labor Day weekend. Some of the brothers would be driving over from Redmond and had room to take a few of us with them. So, me being 14 and ready to start my freshman year in high school, I thought it would be cool to get a free round trip to Spokane. I really didn't care too much about the evangelist as I had heard my share over the years already. I just wanted to go. Below is a copy of something I recently posted about the subject on a Bible study forum that I frequent. Greetings, gentlemen. Please allow me to recount my own experience with Witness Lee. I saw and heard him teach in person at a particular meeting in a living room of someone's house in Spokane, Washington, in early September 1973. This was a small, intimate gathering of about 30 to 40 young people, as many as would fit in the large living/dining room of a turn-of-the-century house. I was sitting on the floor along with the rest, which formed a sort of circle in which Lee preached. At times, I was within arm's reach of Lee. What I distinctly remember to this day is the way in which Lee tried to influence the crowd to follow him, Lee, not Jesus, and join his local church movement. After saying a few things based in Scripture, he would say the word, "Ho!" and the phrase, "O Lord Jesus," and like a cheerleader, he would encourage the group to follow suit. After a while, there was a sort of cadence that developed. Lee would say a few words, then the people would say or repeat after him loudly, "Ho," or "O Lord Jesus." I didn't know it then, but he was using these phrases as a mantra, a chant to highlight and implant whatever doctrine he was trying to convey into the minds of the people. I remember just after the meeting, sitting in a car, being badgered by one of the elders of the house into believing in the local church movement, since it was the, quote, only true church, unquote. I kept telling the guy that it was wrong, and I didn't want to. Then the following day, all the way home to Seattle, where I live, the driver of the car kept going on how they, the Leeites and the local church, were going to take over the whole world with their belief system, and something about spreading the fire, interspersed with lots of "Ho" and "O Lord Jesus." I was very happy when I finally got out of that car. I don't know anything about the current status of the local church. I have heard that Witness Lee has since passed on. I do know that today, if I were to run into a preacher with the same message, I would declare them to be a wolf in sheep's clothing and have nothing further to do with them, and warn others likewise. Now I see Lee's movement for what it was at that time as falling into one of two scriptural categories. Luke 21:8, and he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and The time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. Or, Revelation 2, verses 6 and 15. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. See, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. 35:31, King James Version. Nicolaitans. Destruction of people. 1. A sect mentioned in Revelation 2, 6, and 15, who were charged with withholding the error of Balaam, casting a stumbling block before the church of God by upholding the liberty of eating things sacrificed to idols as well as committing fornication. I was there. I saw and heard these things and remember clearly to this day what it was like. For the King. P.S. I have one regret about going to the meeting. While waiting to be picked up to go over to Spokane, I went to a grocery store and bought 2 or 3 Hershey's chocolate bars and a package of Colby cheese. Upon arrival at the host's house, I asked if I could put my bag of stuff into the fridge. Over the next 2 days, I took a few bites of the cheese and chocolate bars, but leaving the unused portions in the reefer to stay cold. But I forgot to take the bag when we left. To this day, I want to go back and get it. Oh well. Quote, I shall try to correct errors when shown to be errors, and I shall adopt new views so fast as they shall appear to be true views. End quote. Abraham Lincoln, excerpt from a letter to Horace Greeley, 22 August, 1862. Be blessed. We are loved.
Chapter 2. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the 7 stars in his right hand and walks among the 7 golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, These are the words of him who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it.